Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back on Sports Talk, and wouldn't it be great not to lose power this summer and during hurricane season? And WWL wants to make that happen for you. We've teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator to offer you a chance to win a Generac GP6500 portable generator, and it's nearly a $1,000 value, folks. Today is the final day to enter to win, so go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to get comfort, security, peace of mind from Craig's Electrical and Generators, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on with WWL. Getting back into our flow, wrapping up things from mini camp with a bunch of sound that we've gotten, dipping into the sound bank, brought to you by First American Bank. Sideline reporter here, Jeff Nowak. You got to catch up with the rookie Kristen Miller in the locker room.
Yeah, you know, Kristen, it's funny. He's a guy that no one's really talked to yet because he's been hurt, so he hasn't really been front and center, but he was active the last 2 days of mini camp. So I just went over and talked to him. And these defensive tackles are big guys that can be
big,
a little intimidating.
Menacing figure, right?
And I think, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, he doesn't want to talk. But I went over and talked to him, and you could tell like he was so excited to talk. Like you'll hear it, and you'll be like, oh, this guy wants.
Yeah.
Like he's a ham.
Yeah, I remember on draft night getting to right. talk to him on the radio was fantastic.
Like he wants the spotlight on him. I think he's actually a little annoyed that no one's actually gone and interviewed him yet. Like we haven't had the like big group interview
right,
with
the big
him.
Mob.
He's a second round pick. Right? Like he's an important player.
Like you said, though, I guess it's easy to forget about when you're not doing anything.
Yeah, and this time of year, and you know, if you're unfamiliar with the Saints locker room, there's 90 players in there right now. So it's a lot of people.
I think I even asked you, I'm like, where is Kristen Miller's
locker?
Yeah,
they have temporary lockers this time of year, which kind of, you know, you can't necessarily see who's on the other side of them. But he's a good dude. Like I think people are going to be really excited by his personality once it starts to come out a little more and he's more involved, because you know he's a guy who I think is going to be a loud voice in good ways and maybe some bad ways in the locker room. Like you'll hear him in the background, I think, of some of these interviews as we go forward. But you know, he's a really exciting player, and why don't we just play the interview rather than me keep talking about it.
Jeff Nowak here with Saints rookie defensive tackle Kristen Miller. It was a slow build-up. Got on the field the last few practices. How's that been for you?
It's been good, man. I can't really complain, honestly. It really feels good to get back out there. I've been wanting to go for the last couple of weeks, but they've been trying to make sure my leg is strengthening up to be able to go, so I'm not having no more soft tissue injuries. But it feels good to be out there learning from guys like Cam Jordan, David Godchild, Brian Breezy, the KBs, Verns, like just all them guys. They helping me. They allowing me to grow, and I'm ready to go. I'm just taking it day by day.
Yeah, and it seems to be a trend with this conditioning staff. It's like, hey, if you're dealing with anything, you want to make sure it's 100% right, you know, and while that might be frustrating, is that nice to see, like, that they care about you in that way?
It's frustrating because, you know, we competitors, but it's nice to see that they want us to be ready to go out there. They're not putting a half product out there. They're sending a product out there that's ready to be sold, you know what I'm saying? In that type of way, they want us to be ready to be able to go out there and play hard, win games, and bring a championship to New Orleans. That's the ultimate goal. So, yeah.
Gotcha. And just in general, like, what has been your first impression of the defense, the system, your teammates? Like, how has that gone?
Man, it's been amazing because, you know, you as a kid that's 21 years old, you come in having a certain perception of what things are. And then you actually get in the locker room, you see people that has family, see people from different backgrounds, and they all just still love on you and support you. And it feels good as a 21-year-old rookie that you got people that you can call, you know what I'm saying? D-line, we real close-knitted. We got some things in the works of this break that we're going to just get together and connect on. But, yeah, it feels good. And then we got Cam Jordan back. I've been praying about that. Look, my brother is my witness. I just told my brother last week, I'm like, bro, I hope Cam come back because it's good to have somebody who done did it for a long time. And he's a Hall of Famer in my eyes, one of the best to do it. So, yeah, it's good to have him, and I'm keep on learning from him.
Yeah, I think Kellen joked that he introduced him to the team like he was a new signing. You know? How did that kind of go when y'all found out?
Nah, it was dope. It was definitely dope, and it felt good, and I think everybody was happy because from meeting him yesterday for the first time, he seemed like a really good dude, you know, family-oriented dude, my type of guy, so yeah.
Gotcha. What's your experience been in New Orleans so far? Any particularly notable meals?
Some glazed beignets, Joe's Cafe, Antoine's, Gerald's. I can name a couple of more, but yeah, them glazed beignets definitely the ones. Red beans and rice, man. I can go all day, but yeah.
Gotcha. And just one more question. You know, we hear about a lot about you on the field. I know you have the theater background. You know, what are some things that Saints fans might not know about you as a person?
Oh, I make music. You know, something that I'm big on and I want to start promoting for a lot of kids is having an outlet. You know, football is our main job. That's what we wake up in the morning and we do. But it's not who we are. You know, it's not who we is. It's what we do. We have fun while we do it, but you got to have an outlet. I think mental health is so important because a lot of people, they put their eggs in one basket on certain things, and it's like, I can work from 6 o'clock to 5 o'clock on football, go home, watch film for 30 to 40 minutes. But after that, I can't worry about it no more. I can't think about it no more. I got to find something else to have an outlet on, because when you don't have a work and a life balance, that's when your mind get messed up. So for me, music is literally like it's the way I cope with a lot of things. It's how I get through certain things, and I'm really good at it too. So I got an EP coming out in a couple weeks on July 3rd. It's called The Outlook. I'm tripping, I'm tired. But it's called The Outlet. It's just promoting that we have to have outlets. Whether it's painting, whether it's dog sitting, whatever your passion is, you gotta have an outlet in order to really be good in the mental, and that's what I'm promoting, and that's what I'm going to do, and it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's funny. You fill a void there, because in the past we had Teron, who's big into music, and Colin Saunders also had a mixtape out when he was here. So, you know, it's cool to see you out there. Good luck with that, man.
Man, appreciate y'all. Yeah, have a good one.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep an eye out, Kristen Miller's EP dropping soon.
Yeah, Outlet, I think.
The Outlet.
Either Outlet or Outlook. But and also, you know, he got me, because my passion is dog sitting. But no, he's a great dude, and it was good to chat with him.
I was definitely excited for this pick for the Saints when they nabbed him in the second round. You know, big space eater, definitely needed for help in stuffing the run game for the opposition.
Yeah, and I don't really know what to expect from him at this point. Right, it was good to see him out there get some run, get some action. You know, lined up next to Devon Godshaw. Nathan Shepard wasn't in team drills, but you had Vernon Broughton out there. And I just don't know what that rotation is going to look like, but I do know that they need to be better at stopping the run. And whoever succeeds, whoever is the best at that part of the game, is going to get run. They're going to get run. And you know, you're a second round pick. The team is invested in you. You know, they haven't had the greatest track record with second round picks lately. That's not true. They've had one really bad second round pick.
I was going to say, the guy at quarterback's pretty good right now.
The guy, yeah, right. And now, as I said that, I was like,
wait
yeah,
a minute.
But most of the other second-round picks were actually pretty good. Alante Taylor was pretty good. Kool-Aid was pretty good. Tyler Shuck was pretty good, you know. Kool-Aid, he's pretty good.
Yeah, you said Kool-Aid.
Oh. I'm missing one. I'm forgetting. Anyway. So we'll see. But that is Kristen Miller. It is Kristen, by the way. I asked him specifically, because you hear a lot of Christian.
Right.
Kristen.
Kristen Miller.
And I said to someone, I was like, yeah, it's just how it's spelled. And then they were like, no, it's not, because then it would be Kristen. But it's Kristen. So everyone, let's get it straight. Kristen Miller.
I did laugh too. It's like, well, you know, people call him Chris Miller, but we already have a Chris Miller in news. Yeah, so it'd be a little confusing here.
I can't call him Chris Miller. I wouldn't be able to keep track of everything.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.